Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
If you visit PolitiFact.com, the fact-checking group, they have an obometer that keeps track of the promises the president made and whether or not he's kept them. One promise that does not appear on the list, though, is the one he made to Native Americans to improve the government's relationship with the tribes. The president is meeting with hundreds of Native American tribal leaders today. This is the third time he's had such a meeting since he took over office. And so, you know, we're going to do PolitiFact's job this morning, and we're going to check in on this promise ourselves. Joining us from St. Paul, Minnesota, Sarah Deer. She's assistant professor at William Mitchell College of Law and a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me check this fact with you then. He made a promise to have a better relationship with the tribes. Do you think he's fulfilling that?
I do. I think it's probably too soon to know if it's a long-term a success, but certainly he has followed through on his promise to listen and to be available.
And, you know, very often, although they don't make a huge portion of the population, Native Americans are very active voters. How are they polling on the president?
You know, I think that I don't know that I have a recent poll number, but I do know that by and large, tribal people tend to vote Democrat and overwhelmingly supported Obama.
And do you think that they'll do it again? Just gut feeling?
I do. I think that he's followed through on some of the things he said. It's easy to make the promise to Native Americans and not follow through. It's been happening for centuries. But I think he has followed through. I think he's genuine, and I think that the tribes are all in all very pleased.
All right. Sarah Deer is an assistant professor at William Mitchell College of Law and a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation. So let's talk about something that he signed already, because oftentimes when things get passed that deal with tribal nations, they sometimes have a tendency to make Native people more angry than if the government had never taken any action. So let's talk about the Tribal Law and Order Act. This was intended to kind of fix some gaps in the tribal justice system. Was this a good bill for Natives?
Yes, absolutely. It was a huge step in the right direction. The prior administrations, going back, I don't know, 40, 50 years, had really not looked at the issue of crime in Indian country and tried to do something systemic to address it. And now we have a piece of legislation which, if implemented, and it takes a long time to push these implementations through, I think will make a tremendous difference.
All right.
In the crime control issue.
So what's the next issue? If you were there meeting with the president today in Washington, D.C., what would you tell him to take up next?
Well, I'm not a tribal leader, but I
right.
think that what tribal leaders are asking for is a sustained effort to overturn a Supreme Court decision called Carcieri versus Salazar, which presents some really, really unique problems for tribes, especially on the East Coast, but all over, really, who have now difficulty assessing how to get new land. Because tribes can, amend their reservations by taking additional land into trust. But that was made very difficult by the Supreme Court decision, and we need legislation to change it. And that's what I think a lot of the tribal leaders are focused on.
Sarah Diller in St. Paul, Minnesota, assistant professor at William Mitchell College of Law, a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation. If you worked for PolitiFact.com, you just got the answer to that particular question. Promise to make a better relationship with the tribes so far has been fulfilled. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.